Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
What came when the Holy Spirit came? Power. Power. How God anointed, Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Right? Dunamis. And Jesus could then say to you and me, what I'm doing, you're going to do as well. Why could He say that? Because the same power that raised Christ from the dead dwells in me. The same power that did the miracles for Jesus will do them for me. Hello. I mean, we either believe the Bible or we don't. What do you choose? You see, if you believe that blood can save your life, you can believe you've got power. Amen. And so that was the beginning of God's church, His mystical body or supernatural body. That's the church. That's you sitting in these seats. It's not the building. You are the church. Living stones. Living stones. And our temple is a fit place for the Holy Spirit to live and dwell. And when the Holy Spirit, that's why we say we look from the inward out. We project it out. We don't go to get it. We go and give it. It's already here. We take it. Amen. Amen. And so God has already given us the power. And you know, besides power, the kingdom of heaven also has everything else you need to fulfill your destiny. Amen. Everything you need. Ephesians 1:3. You can take that sickle and drag it into yourself. Amen. And so this was what Jesus promised. Look what it says in John 16:7. He says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away." Now, I'm one of the disciples. I'm Peter, right? You know, Peter, we call him the big mouth. But he was way braver than any of us, even though he denied Jesus. Amen. Remember, he wasn't even a good fighter. He tried to kill a man, chop his head off. He chopped his ear off. That guy would have stuck him dead. I mean, Peter, where God had to say to him, "Step behind me, Satan." 2 minutes ago, he's saying, "You are the Messiah, the Christ." He says, "But far be it from you to die. Get behind me, Satan." He wasn't Satan, but Satan was trying to fill him up with doubt. You all know the story. I hope you do. He says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It's to your advantage that I go." Peter, I'm going away. What? Say what? You can't go. You've only been with us 3 years and you're going to leave now? Is this the time? Are the Romans going to be taken over? Are you going to send your armies right now? What's going to happen? You can't go. And you're saying it's better for us if you go? Combi? Combi? Not now. Not going to happen, Jesus. Lock the doors, guys. Come on. That's what they were thinking. Can you imagine? You're with the Messiah. And he says, it's better for you that I go away. Look what he says here. "For when if I do not go away, the helper, the comforter, the paraclete will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come," the day of Pentecost he came, right? "When he has come," oh my God, "he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment." Yes, amen. And I used to think about that. I thought, of sin and righteousness and judgment. I heard someone teach us somewhere and I just loved it. And I agreed with it after studying it out. Of sin, I'm thinking he's going to convict the world of sin. I can understand that. But of righteousness, they're not righteous. And of judgment, okay. So he clarifies what he's saying there. He says, of sin because they do not believe in me. That's the world. Come on. That is the world. They don't believe in Jesus. If they did believe in Jesus, they wouldn't be acting the way they act. Come on. Now watch here. He says, of righteousness because I go to my Father and you, Peter, John, James, sons of Sceva, you're not going to see me anymore. What's that mean? When you're standing there and saying, I'm just a no good nothing, God's going to have the Holy Spirit remind you, no, you're the righteousness of Christ. You are the righteousness of Christ. You house the Holy Spirit. See, because if the devil can get you to think you're nothing but a sinner, you'll go and hide behind a tree when you hear God coming. Adam and Eve, right? So he will come, and then even us ministers, we preach it. We're just sinners saved by grace. Well, you're not a sinner saved by grace. You're still unsaved. You're still a sinner, and you need salvation by grace. Or else I'm just a saint saved by grace. You are saints. Now, I know that for me bringing up, in my upbringing, that was something I could hardly receive. Because I was taught that sainthood is after death. But it's not. Paul wrote to the saints at Ephesus. He wrote to the saints. He said, greet the saints that are with you. Saint is a term of once you've been born again, you become a saint, a child of God. He makes you righteous. His righteousness, his blood. Amen. So he says, you're not going to see me anymore because I'm going away. And when you start getting that and the devil's trying to tell you you're just a nothing, no good, you are the righteousness of of Christ. And of judgment, he tells you, because the ruler of this world, who is that? The devil has already been judged. It's already over. It's done. He's judged. His end is secure. And so is yours. He's got a bad ending. We got a great ending. Can you say amen? And so there's a little side note here. Sin, righteousness, and judgment are related to three persons. Sin is related to Adam, for it was through Adam that sin entered humanity. Righteousness is related to Christ because it comes through him and he has become our righteousness, 1 Corinthians 1:30. And judgment is related to Satan, for the pure works of Christ bring judgment to the works of Satan. If we do not, listen carefully, if we do not embrace Christ's righteousness, we will share Satan's judgment. Why does God send people to hell? He doesn't. You send yourself by refusing the free gift of salvation. And if you receive the gift of salvation, you spend eternity with God. If you reject salvation and you deny Christ, you will share being judged with the devil. You will then be judged. Because Christ has already judged us. That's why he went to hell. And he hung on the cross. And his blood, all of that, he was judged in our place. Now, if I reject what he did for me, I am going to have to face judgment for me. It's that simple. Now, I'm going to close with this very quickly. So the Holy Spirit came on this day, and the people outside of the newly formed church laughed them to scorn and mocked them. And Peter now, filled with the Holy Spirit, now, the same Peter who ran and hid, filled with the Holy Spirit. Look what he says in Acts 2:15. These people are not drunk like you think they are. For it is only 9 o'clock in the morning, or the hour, the early hour in the morning when the Jewish people prayed. That's when they were praying. This is a fulfillment of what God, or what was prophesied through the prophet Joel. For God says, this is what I will do in the last days. He has a key to remember, the last days. I'm going to do something. Watch what he says here. And the last days began at Pentecost. Because until the return of Christ, we have been technically been in the last days for over 2,000 years. From the church era was the beginning of the last days. And now when you look, people say, well, where's the Christ? He's been promising to come and he's no closer. Let me tell you something. When Jesus told us about the signs of earthquakes and hurricanes and rumors of war and wars and all of that kind of stuff, we've seen that through the years. But we've never seen it like it is now, where it's all happening at the same time. Then it was one and another and another. Now it's taking place at the same time. Sin is not considered sin. There's earthquakes, there's hurricanes, there's tornadoes. People are laughing Jesus to scorn. All the things that he prophesied happening is happening together. And the earth is groaning, waiting for the manifestation of the church of God, the sons of God. Amen. So now watch here. I will pour out my spirit on everybody and cause your sons and daughters to prophesy, and your young men will see visions. We are those people that are spoken about in the book of Joel. Stop waiting for other people to get your position. This is not for something later down the line. This is for you here and now. Here and now. And if not now, when? He said, look what he said. He says, my spirit I will pour out on everybody. It poured out in the book of Acts on the day of Pentecost. He poured his spirit out on everybody that was in there. Every last one of them got filled with the Holy Spirit. The power of God came on them and they began to change the world. And they did the whole thing according to Jesus' plan in the book of Acts. It started. Amen. The Greek word for visions, horasis, can also mean our eyes open to have divine encounters and see into the spiritual realm. These are not daydreams, but visions of the heavenly realm. Expect to see into the kingdom of heaven. Expect God to reveal dreams in dreams. Expect God to give you prophetic declarations. Expect to become a seer. Stop just thinking this, just good old me. Well, then get the Holy Ghost in you and become good old Holy Ghost in me. And where two can agree together, God will change the face of the earth for one person that's got the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise God. And your old man will experience dreams from God. And that verse can be translated from the Aramaic as your grandparents and great-grandparents shall see visions and your priests shall dream dreams. We are called for such a time as this. Now, we cannot, and I'm not going to read anymore, we cannot tell people that this is wrong, that law is wrong. The Word of God says, if they're not saved, it means nothing to them. It does not mean a thing to them. Why? Because they're spiritually discerned. They don't have the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth. John 14, 16, he says, yeah, and I will pray the Father that he will give you another helper that he may abide with you forever. Verse 17, the Spirit of truth. Now watch it. Put it up, please, Laura. John 14, 17. Watch it. The Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive. So if it cannot receive the Spirit of truth, it's got to believe the lie. It's living in a lie. Because if you haven't got the Spirit of truth, you're going to live in the lie. Now watch it. He says, the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. So we got to stop complaining about laws that they're making that are so bad. How many of you seen some of the laws they're passing? And you think to yourself, I mean, this is not even human. Some of the things they're saying, correct? They cannot change that until they get saved. So in the book of Acts, when the Holy Spirit and the power of God came, he said, you will do, once you got the power, you'll become witnesses to me in all of the world. And as last time I looked, Port St. Lucie was in part of all of the world. And all the rest of South America and America, North America, and all the rest of all the other places in the world. And God gave us the Holy Spirit, and he said, now with that power, go and become witnesses unto me. Stop sitting on our rusty dusties. Really, we need to get off our rusty dusty and we need to do something with God's got and given to us. When last did you witness to somebody? Have you witnessed to your neighbors?
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Prayers That Get Answered. Do you ever feel that your prayers are not being answered? It can be discouraging.